Delaware Senator Chris Coons isn't shedding a tear over the death of Iran's supreme leader, but he has questions about the objectives of the U.S.-Israeli strikes on the Islamic Republic. A member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Coons said earlier today on Morning Edition there's near unanimity in Congress that Iran should not have nuclear capability. However,
this launch of a war against Iran is not clearly designed to achieve that goal. And when President Trump can't decide what's the purpose of the war or the scope or duration of the war, I don't think he should get an authorization for a war.
Coons says he'll vote in favor of a bipartisan resolution to require the president to get congressional approval before taking additional military action against Iran. Nine firefighters were injured battling a blaze last night in Philly's Winfield section. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
The fire at Ruby and Hazelhurst Street resulted in the second floor collapsing into the first and trapping the firefighters inside. Bystander Len Brent told our news partner 6ABC he couldn't believe what he saw.
I'm devastated looking at this, you know, this type of burnout here. My God, it looks like they lost everything.
Firefighters dug through the rubble to save their coworkers who were covered in debris. Two of the injured firefighters had to be helped out of the home. One on a stretcher and another was carried to an ambulance. The fire displaced nine residents and two families. They're currently receiving help from the Red Cross. Officials are still investigating the cause of the fire. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Gray and drizzly out there in Center City, Philadelphia on this Tuesday afternoon. 40 degrees currently. Perpetual misty showers seem to be hanging around for much of the afternoon. Maybe we get some clearing by about 6 or 7 this evening, but a chance of showers does persist for the rest of the day. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we are warmer but cloudy. Highs on Wednesday in Philadelphia get into the low 50s. They hover there through Friday, and by Saturday, well, we might see 60 degrees. Could see 70 next week. It's WHYY.